Naspers and Prosus both released results today with profits shooting higher, but what has been on investors' minds more so has been the proposed share exchange offered by Naspers, which represents another attempt by the group's management to reduce the yawning discount between the value of the Naspers Prosus shares. The proposition has drawn sharp criticism, but despite that, Naspers and Prosus are pressing ahead. We did request an interview with Naspers this evening. That request declined, so let's catch up with Albert Supporter from Alternative Investment Management and Research, who's described the deal as an idiotic idea. Thanks so much, Albert, for your time this evening. So while, you know, these are numbers everyone wants, as I say, we've got the company battling to reduce its hefty discount to which its shares trade. No matter how hard it tries to swing things, it's just not working. And you've been very critical of its moves. The latest bid was this this complex deal to swap shares with its consumer internet arm Prosus. Let's take us through what's the problem right at the top.
Okay, well, I mean, the problem is you know, fairly easy to understand. You know, pretty much around the world, there exist holding companies with, you know, which own assets, underlying assets, and, you know, typically they trade at discount, and, you know, when discounts become you know, too large to make any sense, usually companies take, you know, bold step to reduce the discount, and more often than not, you know, the steps to reduce the discount involve distributing to shareholders the underlying assets. I mean, this is the most direct way to reduce the discount. So, you know, instead of doing this, you know, years ago, Naspers went to actually create another layer in what's becoming a pyramidal structure. They created that you know, structure process in Holland, which and then they transferred the assets, you know, the Tencent asset and the other internet you know, technology commerce companies that they own. And so by creating, you know, a pyramidal structure where Naspers own Prosus and Prosus own Tencent, instead of reducing the discount, you know, this had the direct impact of increasing the discount. And this was, you know, to be totally expected. And in fact, you know, at the time that when they did create Prosus, I was very vocal, you know, about the issue. And, you know, there we go. And, you know, 2 years later, 3 years later, 2 years later, Prosus itself is trading at a higher discount that Naspers was trading at, you know, before they created it. And the discount on Naspers, which has to be taken as, you know, as a discount on the discount. I mean, basically, Naspers is trading on a discount to Prosus, which is trading on a discount to Tencent. And so that discount has gone from, you know, what used to be 30-35% to, you know, 55-60%. So, yeah, you know, it's been a, you know, a complete, you know, screw up basically by, you know, by the company.
And that's in part forming the basis for why you argue that, you know, this entire deal would be a ripoff for Naspers shareholders. So what would be, you know, more of a fair trade here?
So hold on a second. So, you know, now they even take the, you know, the complication even further by, you know, by proposing, you know, Prosus to tender for Naspers shares. And so, you know, at the end of that, Prosus will own, you know, Naspers, and Naspers will own Prosus. You know, this is what's, you know, called the cross-shareholding structure. And this, you know, in the world of holding companies, you know, are the kind of structure that, that you know, have the highest discount. So, you know, not only, you know, they failed in the first place, you know, by reducing the discounting creating process, but then they're going to fail twice, and they're going to make the, you know, the structure even more complicated, because once you get to a cross-shareholding structure, it becomes, you know, impossible to untangle. So, you know, and that's why, you know, I was saying that it's, you know, it's idiotic, and it is idiotic in the sense, I mean, nobody, you know, would, you know, ever do something like that with the aim of reducing the discount. I mean, this is, you know, it's guaranteed that, you know, you may have 1 day, 2 day effect, due to flow of funds. But, you know, I'm ready to bet with anybody that, you know, 3 months, 6 months down the line, the discounting process and masters will be greater than whatever they are today.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, this is not the, you know, the way to go. And, you know, right now, because the, you know, because the process structure is in place and, you know, that's a fact. So, you know, you can't do anything about that. But the, you know, the only way I think, they can reduce the discount, is by, you know, is in a two-step, action. The first one would be to spin off the internet e-commerce platform, you know, businesses into a venture capital investment company.
Uh-huh.
So shareholders in Prosus would receive, you know, within one investment company, they would receive all the e-commerce companies, and you know, and they could, you know, they could transfer as well in this company. They could they could transfer the holdings that they have in Mail.ru and Deliveroo and Ctrip,
yeah,
you know, and some of the minor stakes, you know, and that's a few billion euros, and these, you know, these few billion euros would probably be enough to fund, you know, any further investment that the company wants to make in, you know, in the tech space, you know, in the next few years. And if they would consider that's not enough, they could even, you know, put a few tenths in shares as well.
Yeah.
And you know, so, I mean, the e-commerce platform is worth, you know, anywhere between, let's say, 20 and 30 billion euros. And you know, the minor stakes that they own in Deliveroo and so on is, you know, maybe around 5 billion. I don't have the exact number in front of me. And, you know, presumably they could put another, let's say, 5 billion of Tencent shares available for sale.
Okay.
So, you know, this could be a very considerable venture capital company. In fact, it would be a very unique asset in Europe, and in fact, globally, because there isn't any pure, you know, pure play venture capital investment firm that's listed anywhere.
Albert, I'm going to have to cut you short on that. I mean, that's one of the options that it could well look at. We're going to have to rope you back in at a later stage to explore some of the others. Of course, one of a two-part step that you were talking to there. But unfortunately, we have run out of time. So we're going to cut the conversation at that point. Albert Sapota is director and founder of Alternative Investment Management and Research.